watching things to happen, that my promises are yea and amen, that the enemy seemed to have for a season, have kept you in a place where things weren't being fulfilled very quickly. But the Lord says, watch what happens now. I'm going to make up the time. I'm going to make up the distance, says the Lord. It's a little white Bible. And the Lord said, there's going to be a place in your heart that's going to be real pure, and it's going to be real perfect before God. That there's been some battles and some struggles that have gone on. And I see you looking at a man, and I see some things that happened that were kind of hurtful, that were unexpected. And now I see those hurts just beginning to fall away. And I begin to see the finger of God touch your heart. And God's going to bring you healing in your heart. And now I see you going like a missionary into a faraway land and a faraway place. I see you going first with a team, then with a group, then with another team. Then all of a sudden you find out wherever your feet touch, you see God there. I see you in South America. I see you in Europe. And I see you doing things that are very exciting. And I see a cruise ship. Now I see your imagination beginning to float away. I begin to see things off in the distance. This is the Lord. The Lord says that you're not alone. That He knows how to fill the empty spot, the empty void, the empty place, even that's in your heart at times. He says sometimes even in the midst of the crowd, there's a place sometimes that you stand, that you feel like, what in the world am I going to do? How am I ever going to finish? What's ever going to happen? It's like all the promises and all the things that you had planned on in your heart and in your life seems to have been one at a time just taken apart. The Lord says, know that my promises are yours. Know that I'm going to finish what I started. And the Lord says that the words that were spoken, and I see somebody speaking some words in anger, and the words that they spoke in anger seem to have untangled some stuff in your heart and brought some hurt and some pain there, and maybe even spoke some curses. And now I see the finger of God untangling all the knots around your heart. And the Lord says that those words will no longer have a place to light, no longer have a place to stand. The Lord said, tonight's a night of vindication. Now you've heard my heart. There's no blame left on you. He said, just open up your heart and receive from me, says the Lord. Father, fill it now, fill it now.